When you go to the doctor, most of us expect to spend a bit of time in the waiting room, but in some country towns, a lengthy wait begins before patients even make it to the practice, with locals struggling to get appointments due to GP shortages. It's prompting some rural doctors to call for less red tape and new initiatives to encourage medical students to move to the country. Claudia Long reports.
For residents of St George in southwest Queensland, it's been a tough time to get a doctor's appointment.
Our patient base in St George is 2,500 people. In the past, we've had waiting times of up to 3 weeks.
That's made it a difficult few years for the managing director of the local medical centre, Alex Benn.
Right now, we've got enough GPs, but that's the first time in the last 5 years.
And the community has been feeling the squeeze.
Puts more pressure on the GPs as well, who, you know, they get it down the street. You're walking through the shop and say, oh, I can't get an appointment. And it puts more strain on the hospital and health services.
St George is far from the only town facing doctor shortages, according to the Rural Doctors Association of Australia. At times, there are hundreds of vacancies listed by state workplace agencies.
There's certainly a massive need for more healthcare workers in the bush, and it's an ongoing push to ensure that rural communities have the health workforce.
Dr. John Hall is the association's president-elect, and he says red tape is keeping doctors out of country areas.
There is a significant burden of paperwork when it comes to credentialing. There is no national standard for this.
But that isn't the only part of the problem that needs to be solved.
There is a myth that you need to be in a big city hospital to train appropriately.
Hi, my name's Sam Newbury. I'm a final year medical student with the Flinders Northern Territory Medical Program.
Sam Newbury's done a few remote placements in towns like Alice Springs as part of his medical degree. While he's enjoyed them, he doesn't want to make it a permanent move.
I would definitely be interested in doing some rotations there as part of my training, but I don't think I'd be interested in being based there. The things I value in life, like my friends, family, the kind of activities I like doing, are mostly sort of city-based things.
And Sam Newbury is far from alone.
About a third, just over a third of students indicate that they want to practice outside of one of the major capital cities.
That's Professor Ian Simons, Dean of Medicine at the University of Adelaide and President of Medical Deans for Australia and New Zealand. The group commissions a survey of all final year medical students asking what they intend to do with the rest of their career. And he says there are a number of reasons stopping students like Sam from making the move to a rural area.
Often students who might have been inclined to go and practice rurally will have done a number of years of training in a major city, perhaps settled down in that area.
At practices like St George Medical Centre, Managing Director Alex Benn says keeping in touch after students complete placements is key to improving staff numbers.
It really comes back to the practice staying in communication with those med students for the next 3 or 4 years until they graduate.
And that's an approach backed by Professor Ian Simons.
The key here really is providing high quality experience for students so they can see what it would be like to work in a rural area and they get to be inspired.
Professor Ian Simons from the Medical Deans for Australia and New Zealand, ending Claudia Long's report.